us. Let's move inside. Avançons. Let's stop the music. Arrêtons la musique. Let's go to the police station. Allons au poste de police. Comme Louise et Andrew, nous avons découvert l'ambiance de ce car rapide. Vous avez répondu vrai ou faux aux énoncés et répondu aux questions. Vous savez maintenant utiliser l'impératif en anglais. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Interview, un entretien professionnel. En français, on dit aussi interview. Dans la conversation qui suit, nous allons entendre un entretien avec Mr. Blake. Il parlera de la compagnie où il travaille et de ses responsabilités dans cette firme. I work for a Chinese company.
I work for a Chinese company, International Robotics.
Je travaille pour une compagnie chinoise. What does your company manufacture? Que fabrique votre compagnie? We manufacture industrial equipment and robots.
We manufacture industrial equipment and robots.
Nous fabriquons des robots industriels. Le verbe to manufacture veut dire fabriquer, faire, construire, produire industriellement.
Good morning, Mr. Blake. Thank you for coming to our program.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Please tell our listeners a little about yourself and your company.
Well, I work for a Chinese company, International Robotics. Our head office is in Beijing, China.
What does your company manufacture?
We manufacture industrial equipment and robots.
What are the industrial robots used for?
They're used in the manufacturing process, for example, in car manufacturing and in production of computer parts.
Ensuite, Charles Blake va dire, My main responsibility is to export industrial robots to North America.
My main responsibility is to export the company's industrial robots to North America.
Export, le verbe exporter, à la différence de import, importer, c'est-à-dire quand on amène des produits dans le pays. Dans ce cas précis, c'est de la Chine vers l'Amérique du Nord que la compagnie de Monsieur Blake exporte. I export industrial robots to North America. What are the robots used for? À quoi servent les robots? To be used for.
What are the industrial robots used for?
Littéralement, à quoi ces robots vont-ils être utilisés?
They're used in the manufacturing process. For example, in car manufacturing and in production of computer parts.
Car manufacturing. La fabrication de voitures. Computer parts. Des pièces détachées pour ordinateur.
What are your responsibilities at International Robotics?
My main responsibility is to export the company's industrial robots to North America.
I see. Do you spend most of your time in North America?
Not really. I work at the company's head office in Beijing, but I do spend a lot of time traveling.
Vous avez entendu, our head office is in Beijing. Notre siège est à Pékin. Head office, to head. Diriger. Head vient de tête. Être à la tête. To head.
Our head office is in Beijing, China.
Reprenons la dernière phrase.
But I do spend a lot of time traveling.
I spend a lot of time traveling. Littéralement, je passe beaucoup de temps à voyager. Je voyage beaucoup. To travel, voyager. Time, le temps. To spend time est une expression très courante aux États-Unis. How do you spend your time? Littéralement, comment passes-tu ton temps? Et vous, votre travail vous permet-il de voyager? Do you travel for your work?
My main responsibility is to export industrial robots.
I am responsible for exporting industrial robots.
I work at the company's head office.
I work at the company's main office.
Pour les questions qui ne sont pas conjuguées avec le verbe être, on se sert du verbe to do, faire. Par exemple, you work for International Robotics. Do you work for International Robotics? Does he work for International Robotics? She works for International Robotics. Does she work for International Robotics? Ou bien, it works, en parlant d'un objet mécanique. Does it work? Il faut bien sûr être à l'aise avec la conjugaison du verbe to do, faire, au présent. I do, you do, he does, she does, it does, we do, you do, they do. Essayons entre nous de poser une question avec do. En l'occurrence, une phrase que nous allons entendre tout de suite. Mr. Blake works for International Robotics. La question, who does Mr. Blake work for?
Who does Mr. Blake work for?
Pour qui travaille Monsieur Blake? He works at the company's head office. Il travaille au siège de la compagnie. La question, does he work at the company's head office?
Who does Mr. Blake work for? He works for International Robotics, a Chinese company. Is he responsible for the import or export of industrial robots? He is responsible for the export of industrial robots. Does he work at International Robotics head office?
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Cette fois-ci, nous allons entendre Martin Lerner qui parle avec sa famille au téléphone. Il sera question de différentes activités exprimées au présent ou au passé. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Essayons un peu le téléphone avant Martin. Tout d'abord, vous allez dire hello. Hello, how are you? This is Michelle. Hello. How are you? This is Michelle. C'est Michel. Vous vous présentez.
Hello?
Hello, Eileen.
Martin, hello.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Okay. What are you doing?
We're eating.
Can you talk now?
Oh, sure. Where are you?
I'm in Boston. I'm coming home on Thursday.
Wonderful. What are you doing?
I'm watching television.
Did you go to the baseball game?
I went to the baseball game on Sunday afternoon.
Did you talk to the players?
Yes, I talked to some players. It was very interesting. I recorded some players.
Are you writing your story?
I wrote it on Monday. May I speak to the children?
Of course. Just a minute. Alan, it's your father.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Alan. What are you doing?
Nothing.
Nothing? What did you do on Sunday? Did you go to the movies?
No, we didn't go. I didn't have any money.
What did you do?
We watched television.
What did you do on Monday?
I worked.
Did you go swimming?
Yes, we went swimming in the evening.
Who went swimming?
I went with my friends.
Did Sue go swimming?
No, she didn't.
What did you do today?
I worked.